Part 1, Dreams of Destiny. We all have dreams. We all want to believe deep down in our souls that we have a special gift, that we can make a difference, that we can touch others in a special way, and that we can somehow make the world a better place. What's one of your aspirations? Maybe it's a dream you've forgotten or have begun to relinquish. If that vision were alive today, what would your life be like? Would you have more inspiration? Take a moment right now and just dream. Think about what would you really want for your life if you could have it any way you wanted it. It's not what we do once in a while that counts, but our consistent actions are what make the real difference. And by the way, what is the father of all action? What ultimately determines who we become and where we go in our lives? The answer is our decisions. You see, it's in the moments of decision that our destiny is truly shaped. More than anything else, I believe our decisions, not the conditions of our lives, determine our ultimate destiny. Who would have thought that the conviction of a quiet, unassuming man, a lawyer by trade and a pacifist by principle, would have the power to topple a vast empire? Yet Mahatma Gandhi's decision, his belief in nonviolence as a means of helping India's people to regain control of their country, set in motion an unexpected chain of events. Realize the power of a single decision acted upon immediately and with utter conviction. The secret is to make a public commitment, one so forceful you can't turn back once you've made it. While many thought that was an impossible dream, Gandhi's consistent commitment to his decision made it become an undeniable reality. What could you do? What could you accomplish if you invoked a similar level of passion, conviction, and action to create unstoppable momentum in your life starting today? Each of us is endowed with innate resources that enable us to achieve whatever we dream of and more. The floodgates can be opened by one decision, bringing us either joy or sorrow, prosperity or poverty, companionship or solitude, a long life, or for that matter, an early death. I want to challenge you to make a decision today. Don't just listen to this program. Do something you've been putting off. Master a new skill. Treat people with a newfound love or respect or compassion. Call someone you haven't spoken to in years. And just know something. Know that all decisions have consequences for your life. Even making no decision at all is a decision in its own way. What decisions have you made or failed to make in the past that have powerfully influenced your life even today? And what new decision could you make right now? We all have goals, whether we know it or not. No matter what they are, they have a profound effect on our lives. Yet some of our goals, such as I need to pay my lousy bills, certainly lack inspiration. They're not going to give you anything in your life. They're going to pull you down. So the secret of unleashing your true power is to set goals that are exciting enough that they truly inspire your creativity and they ignite your passion. So right now, consciously choose your goals. Brainstorm everything worth pursuing in your life. Then pick a single goal that excites you the most, something that'll get you up early and keep you up late, and assign a deadline for achieving it. And then think about why you must absolutely attain it by that date. Is it grand enough to challenge you, to push you beyond your limits, to uncover your true potential? Find one that does that to you right now. Never leave the sight of a goal without first taking some form of positive action towards its attainment. Right now, take a moment to define the first steps you must take to achieve your goal. In other words, you can't just write down a goal and say, now I'm going to get it. The question is, what are you going to do? What can you do today to move yourself forward? Even the smallest step, a phone call, a commitment, sketching out an initial plan will put you closer to your goal. Then develop a list of simple things you can do every day for the next 10 days. These 10 consecutive days of action will create a chain of habits, and they'll begin to build for you that force we all need to succeed, unstoppable momentum. This is what ensures long-term success. So begin creating that momentum right now. If your first attempt at achieving your goals seems futile, should you move on and do something else? Absolutely not. Persistence overshadows even talent as the most valuable resource in shaping the quality of people's lives. After all, no one ever achieved a goal by being interested in its achievement. One must be committed. Isn't it possible that some of the short-term, quote, failures may actually have provided you with the necessary insights or distinctions to create an even greater success in your future? I can tell you from personal experience that this is true. So look back right now over your past, quote, unsuccessful attempts and ask yourself, what have I learned? How can I use these insights to create great success, not only today, but in my future as well? All people who succeed, consciously or unconsciously, utilize the same formula for success. They use four simple steps to achieve whatever they desire. First, you must decide what you want, and you must be precise. Remember that clarity is power. Second, you got to take massive action, because desire by itself is not enough. Thirdly, you've got to notice what's working and what's not working. You don't want to continue to expend energy on an approach that's worthless just because it's part of your plan. And step four, when you notice it's not working, you got to change your approach until you achieve what you want. Flexibility gives you the power to create a brand new approach and a brand new result for your life. And this can be done in a moment, the moment you're willing to be flexible. What is the ultimate goal? Perhaps it's aspiring to contribute something of real value. Finding a way to help others that we care about deeply can inspire us for really a lifetime. There's always a place in the world for those who are willing to give of their time, their energy, their capital, their creativity, and their commitment. What simple act of kindness could you show another person today? Decide right now to take some kind of action and be sure to appreciate how this makes you feel. And by the way, it doesn't have to be a huge action. It could just be a simple act of kindness. Please, try this today. Comedian George Burns understands the importance of having something to look forward to, the power of goals, if you will. Summing up his life's philosophy, he said, quote, "You have to have something to get you out of bed. I can't do anything in bed anyway. The most important thing is to have a point, a direction, something you're headed for." Now in his 90s, he's still sharpening his wits, still taking on movie and TV projects. He's even booked himself for a performance at the London Palladium in the year 2000, when, by the way, he'll be 104 years old. How's that for creating a compelling future? You see, most people overestimate what they can do in a year, and they completely underestimate what they can do in a decade. What will you be doing 10 years from now? Think of something you enjoy or experience today that once was merely a goal. Many obstacles may have intervened in your pursuit of its attainment, yet now it's part of your life. So as you follow your new dream and encounter obstacles, remember, you've been through this before and you've broken through and you've succeeded. That memory can guide you to a new level of success, especially during tough times. The human spirit is truly unconquerable. The will to win, the will to succeed, to shape one's life, to take control, can be harnessed only when you decide what you want and when you believe that no challenge, no problem, no obstacle can keep you from it. Obstacles are merely a call to you to strengthen your resolve and to achieve your worthwhile goals, to do whatever it takes to make it happen now. Part 2, how to get what you really want.